An effort to revise Bloomington's zoning ordinances is nearing the one-year mark. Aldermen approved a contract with consultants in August of 2016 to wipe the board clean and start over, developing rules about what kinds of structures and uses can locate where in the city of Bloomington. Since then, the consultants have developed suggestions for downtown Bloomington, which include dividing the downtown to different districts. Tom DeBereiner is the Bloomington Community Development Director and says while he would have given Bloomington's zoning codes a grade of C, now that the process to review and revise codes is underway, he'd lower the grade.
And that C grade may have been optimistic. The more we've gotten into the existing zoning ordinance, the more problems we find in terms of consistency and out-of-date styles of recommendations that we need to correct. So we have gotten into that process, and we've done a very detailed, the consultant has done a very detailed analysis of the existing ordinance, and that's why I say, well, maybe it wasn't quite a C.
What are some primary issues that you're hoping to address with the revision? Besides, you're looking for consistency, you know, no ordinances that are in conflict with each other.
Correct. And we're trying to achieve a couple different things. First of all, we do want to modernize the ordinance so that we don't have those old references to telegraph systems and the like. But we also want to make it easier to use for everyone, for staff, the planners, but for builders as well, developers, anybody who comes in from the outside and picks up our ordinance for the first time and has to find their way through it to get a sense of what kinds of rules and requirements are going to guide their development.
So how's the process going so far?
Well, we had some hiccups up front. We had some trouble getting things rolling. And then the project manager for the consultant, Halcia Levine and Associates, left that firm, so there was a gap there. So we're moving slower than we had initially thought we would, and in fact, I think in January we thought we might be closer to finishing up at this point. We have to push that off till the end of this year.
The community received a bit of a preview of what's going on during a recent downtown task force meeting. Is more attention being given to downtown and the downtown area in relation to other parts of the community? Does it demand more attention as the city's core?
I think generally downtowns deserve more attention, but I have to go back to the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan, in fact, said we want to devote more time and energy to making our downtown thrive. And if we go back to the very beginning, you know, this is Planning and Zoning 101, if you have a comprehensive plan, that serves as your foundation for writing any ordinances afterwards, the zoning ordinance being the primary ordinance that we worry about to help implement the comprehensive plan. That's where we are with that process. So virtually everything that the consultant does is take what is in the comprehensive plan and then translate it into an ordinance format before staff sees it and before the Planning Commission sees it.
And we're starting to see a few specifics. For instance, currently downtown is one zoning district, correct?
Correct.
Where is it likely headed?
Well, that's a really interesting question because we have about a 26-block downtown zoning district right now. That's huge. That's massive. And it's not to say that it's all going to change, but what we do need to realize is that the core of our the essential core, the middle of that downtown is really what people think of as the downtown and the area that we need to focus on. A 26 square block downtown is something more akin to what you'd find in Milwaukee or St. Louis, much bigger cities. Cities our size really should be looking at 4, 5, 6 blocks, square blocks, and focus on that as the essential portion of the downtown. So one of the things that we're trying to do, and we're working with the consultant on this, is to define that area, and we've given them some suggestions, provide a transition area, because right now our downtown backs right up to residential at the outskirts. We need a transition from that core to the area that where it meets the residential. And then there are some unique neighborhoods like the Warehouse District that we think deserve some special consideration.
So core, expanded core, and then the transition area. Those are sort of some of the, and the Warehouse District are some of the different things that
Correct.
House of Levine is currently recommending.
Correct.
So the geography for the core, how many square blocks and exactly where would that area be, sort of in and around the McLean County Museum of History?
The History Museum would be right in the middle of it. There are some things that you take into consideration when you're defining the core. You don't want great expanses of parking. Surface parking is a problem. People don't like to walk. If you're a pedestrian, you know, what's the least attractive area of your walk? Down a sidewalk, you know, when you're going building to building and it's every 30 feet or so, you've got a new building to look at and window shop. That's attractive. That's something that keeps you interested in the
keeps
downtown.
The walk virtually shorter.
It keeps it longer in that they visit the storefronts at that point.
But sure, but it doesn't feel as long.
It doesn't feel as long. It feels like you're making progress. It feels like you're experiencing the downtown. As soon as you hit those parking areas, those surface parking lots or even parking decks, it starts to feel unfriendly and you just want to get by it and you're kind of looking beyond where, you know, how do I get to the next stop? Those kinds of things help to guide where that downtown should be. So if you take a look at where the History Museum is and you really extend maybe a block or half a block in some cases from there, you can start to define what really is the core, what people would experience as our core. From there, and that's not to say that that's it for 30 years. We can do things like catalytic projects or other special kinds of projects that help to expand that core. But we want to make sure that that core receives direct attention.
So what sort of opportunities does dividing downtown Bloomington into multiple districts present? What sort of things can we do by doing that?
I think we'd like to be able to address residential opportunities in the downtown differently, making sure that things are walkable in the core and the areas immediately surrounding the core. And then beyond that, you want probably a bit more of a balance between some parking opportunities, we still want it walkable, but we do want to incorporate automobile opportunities in there as well.
Bloomington Community Development Director Tom DeBruyner talking with GLT's Mike McCurdy. DeBruyner says there's opportunity for public input as the Planning Commission reviews zoning changes and before the revised code goes to the City Council. The Council is expected to hold special meetings or work sessions before adopting or rejecting changes, and a vote could come at the end of the year. DeBruyner says a typical homeowner will likely not notice a change in their neighborhood. Over time, he says, residents will see a change in their ability to expand their home and find the zoning codes easier to use when needed.